Welcome to the Pretty Red ENT Show. It's your girl, Goddess Nikita, a.k.a. Pretty Red ENT. And if nobody told you they loved you today, just know that Goddess Nikita, she loves you today. Okay. Guys, I want to send so much love and light out to myself and to the universe around me and to this little continent that I'm on. Like, I really enjoy me, love me. I really am so proud of me, guys. Like, because I'm doing a lot of things that's, like, different. So, shout out to me one time. Okay, as y'all may know, my 365 just went around. Last week, it was, my soul day, and so I was out enjoying that. But I have a lot of stuff going on. I actually got casted to be in a play. So I was like, wow. So I did that last week. And so now I'm just out here just chilling, living my best life right now. Finals is coming up this week or maybe next week. But you know me, it's nothing to a giant, okay? Guys, I guess I got a topic that I want y'all to pay attention to. Like, because this is something that they should talk about more often. Because it's about I'll be trying to tell people, it's about the little things. And right now we have Mercury retrograde with an Aries. So all my Aries people, we're kind of like, bop, bop, bop. We kind of like, yeah, we own one when it comes to, us speaking and talking right now and like communication, knowing where we should communicate it, how we should need to communicate, and how can we do it better? But this is what I want to tell y'all. Like, guys, pay attention to these type of people because this is very important. People who don't include you in stuff. People who do not return the same energy that you give out. Oh, you got to make sure you pay attention to all of that. Because some people be like, nah, baby, listen. I, at a point in my life where I'm like, okay, I seen there, been there, done that, red flag. This is my boundary. You can't do this back. I have to exclude myself and exclude you from being my life. You are no longer allowed to be a part of my life. And that's okay. I love you anyways, but you're just not allowed to go on this journey with me moving forward. I want to tolerate anything less than what I give out. None of that. So with all that being said, guys, y'all remember I've been talking about karma. When I say like karma been hitting people since the solar eclipse. I'm like, I'm just sitting back watching because half the time, like, if you know that you done good, you know good is going to come to you. So I'm like, okay, well, I know I'm good. I don't do nothing bad to nobody. I don't do all that. So when I sit back and I see certain people and I'm noticing, like, the karma that they're receiving, I'm like, what were you doing to get this type of karma? Like, what was you doing? And why would you keep doing it? Like, knowing that this energy is going to come back. Anything you put out is going to come back this year. Are you crazy right now? Like, are you dumb? Like, am I New York? Are you dumb? Am I New York voice? I've been really working on that. But for real, like, if you know this energy that you put out is, like, not so good, then why keep doing it? Like, why? So I want to tell you about something that happened to me maybe a few weeks ago. But I wanted to talk about it because I want to help y'all like address some things and see the hidden messages behind what people say, right? So one is I was noticing I'm at somewhere and I'm like, who is this sending me all this bad energy? Like, and it's not that they were sending me bad energy because like it was hitting me or affecting me. It was more like they were sending me bad energy. Like they didn't want me to speak. They didn't want me to do anything. And I'm like, what is going on? Who is doing it? I always tell people, like, if you sit with a question, it will come find you. Pay attention to my question. Who is doing this? I ask the universe, who is this with? Reveal it to me. Boom. So next thing I know is it gets revealed and I'm like, oh, because I'm a person that I have a habit of, like, I don't care if you're a witch or not or whatever you practice. If you did anything, I'm going to come directly to you. And it's scary. Some people be so scared because they be like, how do you, like, do you know it? Because they be looking at me and they be thinking and they hear, like, does she know what I did? I don't. At first I didn't know, but your reaction around me let me know what it was. Because some people, they get that normal and do stuff. And it's like, really? But your spirit will never lie. Your soul will never lie. No matter what you're talking about coming out your lips, your soul is in an agreement. It's in the stars. Like, it's part of the universe. It has to speak the truth. So no matter what your physical body say, your soul and your spirit is always being truthful. So I'm like, okay. So one day I'm just sitting over here. I'm joking with my friend. And so I'm asking my friend a question. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, like, what's up with your binder here? Like, I was like, oh my gosh, her guys, doesn't her binder look like it got a whole bunch of butterflies on it? Like, or just like, oh my gosh, your binder looks like it has prison cells on it. Or just your binder. It was just like, I'm going in about this binder, right? And it was funny. It was a funny joke, right? But mind you, people don't have a habit of when you're talking and criticizing other people outside of them, they have a problem with that. And now this is the one thing I pay attention to, because I'm like, okay, well, the only problem I'm really having is that maybe this teacher isn't talking the way how I need them to talk, and I don't like the way they're speaking to me. Doesn't mean that they are a bad teacher. I just don't like the way this teacher is speaking to me. But you'll have this person all of a sudden come over here and just goes in about every single thing, and you just sit back, you're looking like, I have a different view, point on a lot of things. You might think I'm mean, but I'm actually really not. I'm more like balanced and complete in my conversations that I have with anybody. Like, and anybody who knows me will tell you, like, she gonna don't have a conversation with me if you're not ready to look at every angle of this, of whatever you're talking about. Because I'm that person that I'm gonna analyze everything. Like, okay, what's up? Like, why? But most Aries people do that, but Virgo people do that very, that's their trait. Okay, guys, like, they do that. So shout out to them. My Virgo people. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You got a Virgo moon, a Virgo rising. You know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to analyzing certain things that most people cannot take their point out and to analyze. You are very good at that, whether you're sun, moon, or rising, okay? Mind you, when we're talking, I'm telling this friend, I'm like, okay, next thing I know is this friend's making a joke with everybody around them now about this binder and then asking questions to other people like, does my binder really looks like this? And I'm like, oh, okay. So then whatever we had to do, class and started. So we're like, all right, cool. So conversation dropped. Next thing I know is this person had a presentation that they had to do, right? Next thing I know, they're like, oh, they didn't do too good on the presentation. I'm like, what happened? What happened here? And then I'm like, I'm noticing little things. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't know, it could have been me, because, like, what I do? I wasn't doing nothing but cracking a joke, because I crack jokes all the time. So next thing I know is, like, hey, class is over with. This person storms out, don't say bye, doesn't do anything, just drives off crazy. I'm like, wow, okay. Then I'm like, what's wrong? Like, are you all right? And I'm like, because see, the thing is, before this time, let me tell y'all something about me. I'm a person where I know if people are whatever they trying to do, you need to be balanced and use your own energy. There's no way that you should be using my energy. There's no way you should want me to always send you energy. You don't send me no energy back. I will cut you off. And people who know me, I know I'm very good at that. I don't play no games. Okay. So I'm like, okay, well, I kind of noticed that this person was, like, using some of my energy, and it was, like, it wasn't that they were using it. It was really, like, they were, like, trying to balance the scale and use my energy to hype up their energy. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? I'm like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. And I'm like, okay, well, I kind of feel like somebody's sending me bad ways, right? This person gonna say to me, well, gosh, I hope it wasn't me. I'm thinking to myself, why, if I consider you my friend, why would I think that you were sending bad energy to me? Why? I don't call people my friend and just be fake to them. If you're my friend, I love you. Friends talk about things. I talk about deep things with my friends. People who know me know that. We don't just have no regular conversations. We have very deep conversations. Like, hey, friend, what you doing? Whoop, whoop, whoop. You cool? Like, Well, why you don't think you cool? And then it goes to, once you explain that, then be like, okay, so how you think that makes you feel? I really be asking those type of questions to all my friends and family members that that are considered in my in group. Because there's not too many people I rock with, for real. My circle is very, 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 very small. Like, I have a huge family, but I also have a few, I really be to myself a lot, for real. Like, my whole family know that. They be like, oh, she don't really talk to too many people. Like, oh, yeah, like, you want to know what she be doing? You need to go talk to this cousin, or you need to go talk to that cousin. And then those cousins, they ain't gonna tell you nothing. So then you just kind of stuck, for real, like, to information what you don't know. So, make a long story short, I'm talking to this friend. I'm like, gosh. I'm like, okay. All this friend just busts out like, oh, you sent me, you was talking about my binder. So you sent me all this, like, you just was so negative about my binder, just threw me off. Like, I didn't think that you liked what I was presenting to the class. And I'm like, what? Just because I said something about your binder? Not saying that, hey, this binder wasn't cute, whether I felt the way it felt, like if it had jail bars on it, I felt the way it had jail bars on it. That's my observation of it. Does this mean that this is your character? No. Does this mean I'm talking personally about you? No, that means it's like, hey, look at this binder here. Like, this is what I look at. This is what I think about what your binder is. Now, mind you, we're having a presentation in class where we can discuss what we think they're presenting about. Okay, guys, so it's like, okay, so prime example, let me give you an example of, like, so if I'm presenting an old Coca-Cola bottle, we can critique that as the student sitting in the watching the presentation. We can critique that. Like, oh, well, I kind of didn't like the bottle because the bottle looked like that. Or maybe the bottle had, you know, because old Coca-Cola bottles had real Coke in it. So maybe that's the reason why they had the bottles look that way. So at this point, we can critique that bottle as a student. So now you're sitting up here mad at me because I'm actually critiquing you. But we critique everybody else. And we don't sit down and critique my presentation. But when it came to you, it was a problem. But I never said anything like, oh, anything about you personally. It was more about the binder. Like, I made sure all what I was talking about was the binder, okay? Make a long story short, because, you know, I don't deal with people like that. So y'all got to pay attention to these type of people. So this person was said to me, like, what happened if I was talking about your binder? Talking about your binder looked mean. Your binder was, I just think your binder was just a mean, like, you're a mean person. You're a mean person. We're talking about my binder here. Now you're assaulting my character, like my real person, my persona, me, my physical body, my spiritual body, my soul body. So this is what you don't know. So pay attention, guys. Like, when you ask for the universe or ask God to reveal to you, reveal to me anybody who doesn't have any good intentions to me. The next thing you know is all of a sudden you can start getting these people out the woodworks. Just, whew, they can't hide it no more. This person went so deep into, I don't like you. Like, what happened if I said I don't like you? Or what happened if I said you were mean? You're just a mean girl. I'm like, what? I said, listen, if you thought I sent you any bad energy, I promise you this, guess what? You will never get a chance to say that again. Because what I thought I was doing was giving you great positive energy. But if you didn't think I was giving you positive energy, then maybe me and you are on two different pages. And guess what? I'm going to have to fall back. I fall back. Because I don't have time for that. Go play with somebody else. Just don't play with me. Go play with somebody else. Just don't play with me. I don't have time for you to be playing games with me. Go play with somebody else like that. Go waste somebody else's time. You just won't waste mine. I don't have time for that. That's not fair to me because I'm a really good friend. I encourage you the whole time. My friend up there doing her presentation. I'm like, oh, go ahead now. But I didn't get the same love back when it came my turn, though. And so you got to pay attention to the people, guys. Like, when they be saying certain things, it ain't about it. There's a point of time when there's a sneak diss, and there's a point in time when you really mean what you're saying. I'm actually talking about a binder. I'm not even talking about you. personally. Then once you start to, well, how would you feel if I was started saying that you was real mean and what you do is mean? I'm like, what does that have to do with my presentation? Girl, I'm presenting a key with a heart. What does that have to do with a key and a heart? You're saying I'm a mean girl because you're supposed to be critiquing a key with a heart in it? Like, come on now. Make it make sense. Like, I can see you say, well, I kind of don't like that key and that heart. That heart and that key, they just don't match. Maybe the color pattern doesn't match. You start critiquing it that way. But when you start saying that I'm a mean person, this, that, I'm like, hold on. What's really going on? Okay, so you got to pay attention to those type of people, guys. Like, those type of things when people be really sneak dissing. This is what we call in the hood sneak dissing. But this is also somebody who cannot communicate properly. Like, I already sense you kind of don't like me, but you want to keep hanging around me. Why? I don't know. Just leave me alone. I'm one of them people. You don't really like me every day. Don't talk to me at all. Not one day. You can't talk to me every day. You will not talk to me every day. I'm one of them. Like, stop playing games with me. Play games with your mama. Just don't play games with me, okay? Just don't play games with me. I'm too much of a lover. I'm too much of a good friend. I'm too much of a good family member. Like, my family, they love me. They might, kid, you a little serious sometimes, but what you be saying be real. Well, because your conversations are what I need. Like, some of my cousins, they, anytime they find out, like, I'm in a city or something, they'll come just to have a conversation with me. They can sit down and talk to me about stuff that they cannot talk to everybody else around them on. And that, and then, if you look about that, because I heard about this the other day on TikTok, okay, guys, because this is important. This right here is important, and it's really shots fired because I really feel some type of way about it, okay? People who be trauma dumping on you. And it's so funny because this person that I was talking about before does that a lot. And I started, like, stop talking to them about certain things because I noticed that they were starting to use some of my energy for that. Hold on, baby. You go get your own energy. I'll cut you off. First of all, you didn't ask. Second of all, stop playing with me. I'm hurt. Okay, I'm a goddess. So a goddess knows where she gives some of her energy to. Goddess, we do what we do because we do what we do, right? So trauma dumping. Okay, so you can't call me to go out to eat, but you can call this other person over here to go out to eat. Oh, you got so many things going on, but you don't tell me that you got something on, but you only call me when you're talking about this trauma. I listened to this on TikTok. This girl was like, yeah, so have you ever dealt with a friend who trauma dumps on you? And I'm like, let me listen closely. They was like, listen, they call you only to talk about your problems, but they were so sad they didn't want to come out the house, but now they don't talk to you. Now they want to come out the house and go out. And you see them on the phone, like, you watching, you going on that on their story or watching it, clicking on their story or Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and you looking like, dang, is this person out right now? I thought you was just sad. Why you ain't invite me? I would have went out. Oh, you know, you're just not that friend that I go out with. What? Like, this don't happen to me no more. But I'm just saying, guys, this is a real good example of pay attention to what people invite you to. Also, pay attention to, I have learned something so important that recently, like, that just really blew my mind, that I really feel like I knew, but it kind of, like, made it kind of crystal clear for me, okay? So shots fire on this one. I've really been paying attention to people who invite me to stuff around their other friends. Family members, friends, boyfriend, girlfriend. Because all the thing that matters is how they react to me. Now, if they start acting different, that's because you said something about me that wasn't right at all. So prime example, y'all, because I got to tell y'all this, because this is really what happened. This is truthful, right? So I'm sitting up here. I'm like, why did this person ain't invite me to their stuff? Why you ain't invite me for it? I don't really care that you didn't. I didn't even really care that you had a party. You didn't invite me for real, to be honest. I was just kicking smoke. But to be truthful, I didn't even know this person even had a party. I was like, gosh, like, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. They're like, you know, it was like, oh, all my friends were mad because I didn't invite certain people, but I didn't invite you because such and such isn't like you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not thinking to myself, But that wasn't the only place you was at that day because I seen your car. But I'm going to let you live for that one. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to let you be all right with that one. So next thing I know is, boom. I'm like, wow. Really? Like, okay. So now when I'm talking to your family members, they kind of looking at me a little skeptical. And I'm wondering, why are they looking at me skeptical? Because you have to tell them something that I did to you that was skeptical. Because if you come around my family and I tell my family I'm not cool with you, my family is not going to let you in the door because, bro, they're going to let you have it. My family's going to call it out. Like, hey, why you say that to my cousin? Or why you say that to my sister? Why you say that to my daughter? Why you say that to... My family really don't go in. So I don't bring around people who I feel like it's fake, people who are not really good friends. I do not bring them people around me at all. Like, you cannot come around my family. They play too much and they do not care. Like, they will literally put you out of their house. Oh, you did this to my niece, you can't come in my house. You did this to my cousin, you can't come in my house. Like, you can sit outside, but you can't come in my house. I just don't rock with you. Like, my family like that. So then I'm like, dang. So I've really been paying attention to how people really react because, right, one minute I had somebody that was being real nice to me, and then they knew a friend, like, we had a mutual friend. Next thing I know is this person started speaking to me. Like, it was just, like, real nonchalant. But it was always cool when this person talked to him. I'm like, so you had to say something to this person saying that I said something for them to feel the way that they feel, because I'm wondering why. Why would things... People don't just start getting up, switching the script like that, not unless they feel like you said something, but some people are not... They're not strong enough to communicate. You got to be able to communicate because, baby, I don't play games like that. I communicate over here, okay? Communicate. Baby, I communicate over here. Like, communicate all the time. Like, and I don't play no games with my communication. Like, hey, you feel like I did something wrong? You feel like I said something wrong? I will apologize for my actions if I actually did something wrong. But if I didn't, I won't. Like, hey, like, you feel like I hurt your feelings? I feel like I did. Oh, you feel like I sent you bad energy? Well, I was just being the normal me, so I can't apologize for that. I can't apologize for being me. There are certain things I apologize for. Hey, you said this, this, and this about me. Now, if I said this, this, and this and gave you opinion about a binder, you can never be mad. Because it's my opinion on the binder. You can't tell me I can't have, just because it's your binder, you want me to have a different opinion. If I don't like the color of it, I don't like the color of it. You want me to apologize to you because I don't like the color? I can't. I can't do that. It will hurt me to do that, and I just won't do that, guys. Like, I've been really paying attention to that. It's even like prime example. I was having a talk with my son's teacher. Never once called me before, ever. But when I'm on the phone with her, talking to her, she's like real standoffish. I'm like, this is my first time ever talking to you. Obviously, you heard something about me, and you're on standby mode, or, you know, like, you're just on standoffish mode. You're defensive, like, you have your defenses up, and I just don't know why. I didn't do anything to you at all. You don't know me, I don't know you. Like, that's the only thing I can say. You don't know me, and I don't know you. So what is the problem here? Like, for real, for real. So next thing I know is, I was like, hey, like, my son had an issue. I'm like, I can't be too mad. He did right. Like, what you want me to say? Like, all right, you did right. I'll see you when you get home. High five, bro. What you want me to say to my son? Like, I can't get him in trouble for something that he was right about. Like, you want me to sit up there, yell at him? What you want me to do? Because I'm not going to ever yell at my baby. Like, no, I just can't. Like, black people didn't get yelled at enough for over, what, more than 400 years of slavery? We didn't get yelled at enough? Okay, you right. Like, nah, baby, I ain't gonna do that, no. No, it's time for us to heal collectively with our kids, all that. Nah, I'm good. I just don't have the time. But in general, guys, like, really pay attention to how people that they have you around them, how their people react. Because some people who don't want you to meet their family, that should be a little suspect too. Oh, I can't meet your friends. I can't meet your family. Why? What you say about me? To the point where they, one, they either don't know about me, or two, they do, but you done said some real skeptical stuff to the point where they're skeptical. But then I look at them on another end, because my family, they be wanting to meet everybody. So they're like, oh, okay, so you, oh, why you want to bring your friend over here? Oh, nah, because my family be crazy. I be having to brief my friends, like, listen, you go over this person's house, like, baby, you move wrong, they might shoot you. Or you move, you better know how to cap, because my family gonna roast you. Like, if they like you, they gonna cap on you. If they don't, they probably don't. But if you, like, tell them, if they start capping on you, you be like, I ain't into all that, we'll do, we'll, they'll stop there and respect you. But yeah, like, yeah, yeah, like, nah, my family totally different when it comes to stuff like that. But guys, like, I just don't know. I really feel like at a time like this, because you got to work with Mercury energy. What is it telling you need to get rid of? Connections, certain communications. I'm telling you, like, you really got to let go of some people. I always tell people, like, if I stop talking to you for over a week, if I stop talking to you for a day, my energy get better. You got to go. You got to go forever. You cannot come back. You cannot go past go. You cannot collect $200, baby. You got to go. Okay. We're not even playing Monopoly anymore. No, no, sir. No, ma'am. We're not playing Monopoly no more. But guys, like, really pay attention to those people who really do that and how they really treating you. Because people who really love you, they include you in your life. You know their mom. You know their dad. You know whoever is important to them. But you got to also pay attention to the hidden stuff that people don't say. Get what I'm saying? Like, oh, I've been paying attention. Like, what is you really saying about me? I can tell when people sneak this and when they not, baby. Listen. I don't care where I'm at in the world. I'm from Cincinnati. Cincinnati is considered one of the skeppiest places ever. So when it comes to doing skep stuff, I'm going to notice it from a mile away. There ain't going to be no talking like, oh, you don't invite me to stuff? Okay, so that means that you, me and you fell back from each other. Guess what? I'm cool. I'm going to leave you where you at, and I'm going to stay where I'm at. And we're cool with that. But I'm not doing more for you than I am doing for myself. Guys, some things you got to learn how to let it go, let it breathe, let it flow. Like, I got to let it flow. I got to let it go. Like, if you're supposed to be a part of the universe plan for me, baby, we'll be a part of the universe plan. I'll be paying attention to a lot of these people, too, because I met somebody, they talk about they go to church all the time. So we sit down and pray. So we sit down and eat, and you don't pray? We sit down and eat, you don't pray? Boy, you go to my mama's house, you sit down, my mama gonna pray before we eat that food. I wish you would. Go to a black family house, and they having a family dinner. And don't pray before their family dinner. You just sit down and start eating. Like, that's weird to me. That's weird to me. That's weird behavior. That is weird behavior. No matter how spiritual I am, whatever, like, if I am at a family function, my family is going to pray. I might not like and be in agreement with the prayer, but I will respect people's prayer beliefs. Like, hey, what's in the line for me will stay, what's not will go. And I'll just leave it at that. But it's really weird to pay attention to those people, guys. Like, pay attention to people who say they this and they that. And you notice then that they're not really that. Like, it's a lot of things that are going to be exposed. Like, but you're able to see that because it's in Aries. Especially people communication. Like, if people really rocking with you, it's going to come up real aggressive. They're going to be so aggressive with it to the point where they cannot hide their mask. They cannot. Like, yes, I had a lot of Mercury retrograde. A lot of exes hit me up. No, sir. No respondo. No respondo. No comprende. No respondo. No respondo. None. You do not get no response from me. You do not get no nothing from me. I told you to stop hitting me up, and you still continue to hit me up. It's 10 years later. You should let it go. Real talk. Let it go. You little mini abuser. You little mini stalker. At some point, you're a psychopath. Like, but let it go. I'm cool. I don't dislike you as a person. None of that. I really wish you the best in life. Hey, we went our separate ways. It was good. Once it was good. Once it went bad, it was bad. Maybe it was never good. But hey, I look at everything as love. So maybe I needed to experience that because maybe I needed to experience real love. Or maybe I needed to experience that moment to understand what I want and what I don't want. People don't think about that. Even with like dating and being in a relationship, sometimes it's more about the experience of getting out there. Like, okay, well, I dated this type of guy. I don't like this type. I don't like this type. I don't like that type. I literally just had a conversation with my mom. I said, listen, if there would be anything I would take back, it would be the guys that I dated. She was like, why? And I was like, none of them were on my level. She's like, what? I was like, none of them. Down to my first boyfriend, down to my first love, down to, you know, like, besides, like, two. Because I only was in a relationship for, like, with four guys my whole span of living. So, like, my whole thing is, out of the four guys, two of them wasn't on my level, but everybody else I entertained for a moment in time, none of them was technically on my level besides a few. So it's like, yeah, I had to go through healing to realize that, but to even say it out loud, like that takes a lot of healing. But a lot of times, guys, some people are not on your level. They don't even match you, even a little bit. Like, I swear, like, one thing I can give my first love, he said some real stuff when we broke up. He's like, Keita, listen. And it used to stick with me, and I was so hurt that he did that. Like, our relationship was so perfect. It really was. Like, it was really a good relationship where it was balanced with trust. Because if a relationship has trust, the relationship is good. And loyalty. But me, he said, Keita, you are going on a path that's different than me. Like, you're going to make some guy happy. But I am staying in the streets, and I'm not leaving the streets. I love the streets. So I have to literally stay over here. And when he said that, he's like, but I'll always be here to protect you. Like, anytime you need me, I'm going to come through for you. We'll do a whoop. And he was so real honest about it. But he's like, but you're on a different path than me. You graduated in high school. Like, man, you're going to go on to college. You're going to be something great. Like, I'm just not doing that. And I don't want to do that. So I'm not the one for you. And that always hurt because I loved him that much. A lot of people don't explain that. Like, yeah. You know what really hurt? Like when the person that you love and you know they love you back and they break up with you because they feel like you're too good for them. Like they feel like, hey, you're going to. But I, now that I'm older and I'm healed, I can look at it from a different perspective. Like, God, really, he was protecting me. Really, that was the universe. God, my angels and ancestors been like, hey, break up with her. She going to hurt. We going to get her through it. But break up with her because you're not on the same time she's on. Like, bruh, I was destined for greatness, but I'm doing a whole different route on how I'm getting to greatness. This man literally has no plans besides gaining street cred. Like, he literally talked about that. Like, me and him, I don't know, like, some of the guys I was in a relationship with, like, we have great conversations. So we could talk about stuff like that, but it's really good because those conversations are what's needed for healing. Like, I was like, gosh, I'm like, he was like, but you're really perfect. I'll never forget that. Like, you're going to meet somebody who's going to really love you and really, they're going to match you on every level. But he's right. He's like, technically, he told me one day, like, technically, Keita, you should have never dated me. Like, I was a street dude. Like, you're not about that life. Like, you don't need to date me. Like, why would you do that? Like, and I'm like, at that time, I'm like, you can't help who you love. But I seen that. That's all I seen was people around me. They date guys who they have to pamper. They date these guys in the streets. I, like, never really seen somebody really date somebody who was not in the streets. So it was like, okay. Even though my grandfather wasn't in the streets, but, like, or my dad. But I have seen, like, other people. Like, some of my older cousins date guys on the streets. So typically, this is learned behavior. Like, oh, the little thrill the good girl gets. Like, a lot of people don't realize that, but that's a true statement. Because some of y'all guys do that, too. Y'all date those girls who be out there. I tested my theory, too. Y'all guys date them girls who y'all say y'all don't really want. I don't want me a girl who be clubbing and going out all the time. But y'all be trying to wife her down. Y'all love her. Well, some guys do. Back in the day. They love her. They want to wipe her down. They want to take her off the market so nobody else can have her. Whoop-de-whoop-whoop. Like, just keep her all to yourself. Like, yes. And they will pay to be the boss. They will pay to be the boss, too. That's one thing I will say. They will pay to be the boss. So, my whole thing about that is, like, guys do it as much as women. Some women guys are not even on y'all level. Y'all date a woman who has nothing going on, literally. And then be mad because she has nothing going on. Like, and then be coming over here. I remember I was messing with this dude. I was like, why are you dating this girl? Like, because I didn't know he was dating her until, like, I don't know. She hit me up one day. I was like, okay, so you told me you were single, but this girl's inboxing me. I'm wondering why. And he was like, yeah. I was like, but she has literally nothing going on. Literally nothing. She has nothing going on. Like, nothing. She goes, she's out of the club every weekend. She don't have a job. I'm confused on what's going on. But you want to talk to me knowing that I am her. I have my own place, own car. I work two jobs and go to school. Oh, no. No. Like, I'm her. What are you talking about? Like, baby, I don't even stay in the hood. I stay in the suburbs in a nice area. Nobody can even, people didn't even know where I stayed at. Even if I told them where I stayed at, they thought I stayed in the apartment buildings behind where I actually stayed at. That's how crazy, like, I was hitting in plain sight type stuff. Like, really? Like, I'm telling people, like, you got to really pay attention, guys, to the things about what you like and what you don't like. Like, really take the time out to really assess that. I'm telling you, me and my mom had a great talk about that. I said, you know what, baby? I wouldn't talk to half the guys I talk to. You ain't got no high school diploma. I had a high school diploma. Should have never talked to you. like, you ain't have no good job. You didn't have this X amount of figures in your bank account. Shouldn't have talked to you. Now, I can't lie, because some street dudes, they had that. My best friend was worth over some millions. I'm going to just put millions, plural, meaning more than two. Street money. But he had a high school diploma. He had a business. He had all that. So should I entertain? My mom's like, should you entertain him? Yeah, I should have entertained him. I don't mess with no bro. Nah, baby, I should have entertained him. Like, but I was entertaining him. So that's the whole thing about that whole situation. Like, I was entertaining him. But should I have been entertaining anybody less than that? Like, just because I see that you need love and I want to help you out. No, I don't have to entertain you. You better have your stuff together. You come over here. I apply pressure. Like, and I guess some people, I apply pressure. So if you don't have your stuff together, stay over there. Stay over there. Do not come over here. Stay over there. Like, I'm so serious. Stay over there. Please. Please just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Nah, guys, but for real, some people you should not entertain with. Some people should not be in your energy. I tell people that if you cannot give me the same energy I give back, you will not be around me anymore. If I even sense you throwing any bad hate on anything that I'm doing, you will not be around me anymore because I don't do that to you. No matter if I don't like the project that you're doing, I might say, hey, I don't like this project that you're doing. But you say, but I really want to do it. I'm still going to support you because you're somebody I love, but I don't have to be in agreement with it. I remember one time this person I was really cool with, they wanted to get an abortion. I was like totally against it. I mean, I'm like, listen, I support you on everything that you do, but you go to an abortion clinic, that's you on your own. Like, if you want to do that on your own time, I'm just not going to support you. And I supported this person with everything else, but I did not go in an abortion clinic. I did not go in an abortion clinic. I support you on everything else, but I'm not going to an abortion clinic with you. I support you on it. Hey, I'll walk up and down the steps with you when you need to heal and all that. But, baby, when it comes to the abortion clinic, I'm not going to go. And I'm okay with that. That's still, like, I still love you. But I just don't support you on certain things. Does not mean that I don't love you. That's what I think, that some people, they're not used to dealing with people who, like, they're a real friend or they're a real family member. I'm telling you, I have some real family members that are like, well, Keita, I don't think you should have did that. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, we here now, like, I still rock with you. So that's the one thing, like, I can say, like, I really love about the people that love on me. Like, no matter what, they still going to tell me if I'm right or wrong. But, or if they don't support it, they're going to tell me, like, hey, I don't support that, but it's what you want. So I'm down for that. They give me that room to be like, I still love you. Like, just because I don't support you does not mean I don't love you. Like, I don't know. Like, that's really weird to me. So, guys, like, pay attention. I'm telling y'all, because some people don't understand. Like, I pay attention to every single thing. Oh, well, these X amount of people knew before I knew that you was somewhere. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's not fair to me. I've always been good to you. Oh, just about like my happy birthday wishes. A lot of people gave me those, but I like to receive gifts. You could have sent me a card. You could have sent me anything. Like, I was literally talking to my little brother on the phone. Me and him was talking, and it was his birthday, too. And then it's about to be my big brother birthday. But my little brother was on the phone. He was like, Keita, I always know that you're going to send me a gift. You're going to get me something for my birthday. You kind of don't really count. I said, how? Count. He said, cuz I'm just saying, because everybody else that be around me, they're not gonna give me none, but I know for a fact I'm getting something for you. For a fact, I'm getting something from you, which is crazy. That is so crazy. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Then my little brother said it, he's like, I know I'm getting something from you. So, I mean, but like I said, not everybody does that. But if you my real friend, you know what I like and what I don't like. I love gifts. If you don't want to give me a gift, that's fine too. But just know, I probably won't get you a gift. Everybody knows I like to be sung happy birthday. I literally was on the phone all day. Shout out to the real Aries. With my brother's friend and my brother. We're all on the phone. We're all three Aries just on the phone just giggling, laughing. Like, it's his birthday. Like, they over here capping on each other. It's like, but you can't be talking about sis because it's her birthday. Like, there's like, you need to get up. It's your birthday. I'm literally sitting over here taking an exam, a midterm on my birthday. Like, and they on the phone with me just laughing and giggling. Like, they called me a day before, was on the phone with me a whole day before the actual day of my birthday and a day after my birthday. It's crazy. So I always tell people, like, be around the people who love you. Be around the people who, whenever they see you, they face light up. I'm telling you, if I come around somebody, they face don't light up, it's over with. If I call you, your voice don't change, it's over with. If I text you and I can tell that your text change, it's over with. No, ma'am. I ain't about to play no games with you. No, ma'am, you ain't finna get that off of me, baby. Your name finna be erased from my phone. All of that. All of that's gone. You gone. You up out of here. I ain't about to deal with that. You deal with that. You deal with your mess. You're not happy? Deal with yourself. You don't want to be great? Deal with yourself. That has literally nothing to do with me. I'm happy. I'm 100% happy. I'm happy every day. I'm happy every time I talk. I'm just happy, 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 happy. And I'm going to be happy. And I'm going to continue to be happy because that's just me. I can't do nothing else but be me. And I really love me and I appreciate me. And I'm so happy that I'm able to give people love. But I'm happy that I'm able to, like, really, guys, communicate. So how I feel like I'm using this Mercury energy, it's just showing me people I need to cut off for good. People I need to work on, like, their communication and with communicating certain things. Like, I can forgive you for certain stuff, but some stuff is, I take that personal because you're crossing my boundary. But also just, like, being able to, like, okay, I said I didn't want you to talk to me no more. What makes you think I still want you to talk to me, baby? It's over with. Stay over there. You chose a side. We talked about this a long time ago. You chose a side. Stay there. Okay, mama. But I really love me and I love the peace that I have, and I can't allow anyone to take take that from me ever. So if I feel like at any single time you gonna come in between me and my peace, you gotta go. I tell people this all the time. Listen, one thing for sure and two things for certain, you got to go. I'm not going to play no games with you, but I'm really choosing me at times when I normally don't choose me. But I choose me all the time, and I'm just happy about that. And I'm happy about people choosing them too. But I'm happy also about the love that I get out. But I'm noticing that, like, I'm really particular on how I give it out. And I'm really standing up for myself. Like, how would I stand up for somebody? Like, hey, I see that you really ain't a good friend of my friend. Like, my friend really need to stop being friends with you. And this is how I talk to people when I'm talking about myself. Like, hold on. I don't like that. I don't like the way you just spoke to me. I'm able to say that, like, hold on. I be telling people this, you got to go. You got to get up. I don't like the way how you're being a friend. It's not a good friend. I call you on your birthday. You don't call me on mine. You're right. You won't never get that again. No, ma'am. You won't get that from me. Oh, I like for people to sing me happy birthday. You mean you couldn't take your time out to sing me happy birthday? So that means you really don't care. And that's fine, too. But I'm not going to go out my way if you're not going out your way either. And sometimes, guys, we as people got to stop doing that for other people, no matter who they are. Mama, brother, sister, cousin, whoever. People know that. Like, okay, well, I see you ain't came to see me. That's fine. I literally stayed in North College Hill in Mount Healthy for over 7 years. And some of my closest intermediate family only came to my house literally four times out of 7 years. Other than that, I'm going to them. It's not that they ever come to me. So this is like my whole thing. Like, I love y'all, but I love me too. And so you have to meet me. And if you cannot meet me, if you cannot do the whole 100% that I do, that I can't even accept 90 because I'm giving out 100. And this is that give and take when people say, sometimes we do 90, you do 90, then they do 10. No, baby, even when I don't got the whole 100, I still will do 90 and give an extra 10 just because. So people around me need to do that. I was also listening to a TikTok when they said confident people need to be friends with confident people. I'm going to have a whole little talk about that. That's going to be my next episode. But guys, I see that I've been ranting. And I really have no typical topic for this episode. But I hope it helped y'all out. I just feel like it's the Mercury retrograde in Aries talk. Be authentic. Be real. Be you. But be honest. Guys, if you don't like how somebody treating you, they're not really a good friend. Tell them. Stop lying to people. You ain't being a real good friend. Goodbye. Like, I have a conversation with somebody, and I'd be like, hey, listen, I don't like the way how you treat me as a friend, so guess what? We're going to have to talk about it. They'd be like, oh, fine. Because some people don't know that they're doing certain things because maybe they're used to being friends with people who are not really their friends. So I'm like, okay, I see that I like you, but maybe I'm just in your life to show you what a real friend is, and maybe that was just my job. And so you know what? I'm able to let go and get my gold star badge just to show you that. Two, that's it. I ain't doing no more than that, bro. I can't, because if I have to keep coaching you and be your counselor at the same time as being your friend, babe, you're going to have to pay me. Okay? But guys, the real thing is really see how, really sit back and see how you've been using this energy with Mercury retrograde, how you need to communicate better, who you need to cut off, who you need to cut out your life, all of that. Because the solar eclipse, Mercury retrograde, all came in at once. It's like cut out. It's a new restart. Everything. So figure out what needs to happen, guys, and really do that. And love on you, okay? So let me know how y'all feel about this episode. Hit me up on Snapchat. Y'all know I really love Snap. Hit me up on all platforms at the Pretty Red ENT Show. Make sure y'all show my webpage some love at theprettyredentshow.podbean.com. But guys, thanks for always tuning in, tapping in with me. I really love y'all. I really appreciate y'all for always being patient. I always get the people like, we ain't doing another podcast, so I had to put it out. But I really love y'all. Guys, my play went really well. I did better than what I thought I was going to do. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like, I'm not even a theater major at all. Like, not a theater major, but I definitely got a really good part in the play. And I excelled at what I did. And it's beautiful. And I really love me for trying something new. Like, just doing something new. So, I did good. So, it was really cool. I want to try it out for it. Like, boom. And it was successful. And so, the play was pretty dope. But I thank y'all so very much for tuning in, tapping with me all the time. Okay, guys? This is the Pretty Red ENT Show. It's your girl, Goddess Nikita, a.k.a. Pretty Red ENT.